USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is facing another round of questions from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senate Republicans' goal is to get Barrett confirmed before the presidential election.
As a matter of law, the Supreme Court may have the final word, but the Supreme Court lacks control over what happens after that. The Supreme Court and any federal court has no power, no force, and no will, so it relies on the other branches to react to its judgments accordingly.
President Trump is scheduled to speak at a rally in Iowa at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Vice President Mike Pence will be campaigning in Michigan this afternoon, and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden doesn't have any public appearances scheduled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options, to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Hillary Clinton's emails being released in no way violates federal law. Pompeo telling reporters releasing the emails is about transparency.
We'll continue to do the right thing. We'll make sure that all these emails get to the right place, and we will do everything we can to make sure that the American people get a chance to see as much as we can equitably produce.
Pompeo not saying exactly when the emails will be released. Joe Biden's campaign is pumping millions of dollars in advertising into the Texas airwaves, and the 538 polling average shows President Trump leading Biden by only 1.4 points. Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke telling CNN Texas is in play.
Texas can happen. You see Joe Biden spending more money in this state than any Democratic nominee ever has, and he's not doing it out of charity. He's doing it because he knows he can win. His wife, Dr. Jill Biden, was in El Paso and Houston and Dallas yesterday.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, in a moment that went viral during Tuesday's confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy discusses remarks that were made by Boston University professor Ibram Kendi.
Some butthead professor at Boston University says that because you and your husband have two children of color, that you're a white colonist. The implication is that you're a racist and that you use your two children as props. Do you use your children as props?
Senator Kenny, it was the risk of people saying things like that, which would be so hurtful to my family, that when I told Senator Graham this morning that my husband and I had to really weigh the cost of this, it was saying deeply offensive and hurtful things, things that are not only hurtful to me, but are hurtful to my children, who are my children, who we love, and who we brought home and made part of our family, and accusations like that are cruel.
Thousands of Californians could be left in the dark starting tonight. Pacific Gas and Electric says at least 50,000 customers in over 20 counties could face proactive turnoffs for safety as high winds raise the risk of wildfires. PG&E saying the outages could last through late Friday night in some areas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.